something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Gord's back to sing more tunes from the 90s.
Baseball's back, so we play Take Me Out to the Ball Name.
And we talk about our first jobs, all coming up right now on TNT.
Here we are, 1966, episode 66. Jonathan?
Route 66.
Yes.
Here's the weird thing. Do you say route or route?
I think I say route more of the time.
I say route too, but most of our American friends say route.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have to plan a different route.
They'll make fun of you if you say orange as opposed to iron.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. It's Route 66 no matter who you ask. No, nobody says Route 66.
They don't sing it in the song like that.
It's Route.
On Route 66.
I love when they say, I'm en route. I'm en route right now.
It's a place you can be born in.
I think rotten ill is my favorite American phrase. Let me tell you something, rotten ill.
Oh, yeah, no.
When does the game start? Rotten ill. Starts rotten ill.
Favorite as in not, like, you hear it too much.
I was working in Texas, as I've mentioned before, on a show called Popularity Contest. And there was a judge in town named Judge Donnie Allred. And he and his wife, Melanie, were so nice. And we went to, Boston Pizza, and we prayed before we ate. And he said, what y'all have to understand is, for y'all, this is regular. But for us, this is a neat, neat deal. Neat wow. deal as a description of something cool and different. It's a the neat timing. Deal. I'll tell you what, it's a neat, neat deal.
Yeah, like accepting a Hall of Fame induction or something.
Yeah.
It's a real neat deal we got going here.
I am flattered to be going in the Hall of Fame, and I'll tell you what, it's a neat, neat deal.
Are you excited for spring with the baseball and the Masters?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. It's sunny out, so it tricks you, and it's April out, but it's -6, and the wind is about 40 miles an hour. I went out to let the horses out, and I almost fainted. Like, it's not very often I think, I can't do this.
I'm looking in the backyard with 2 inches of snow, and it's still falling.
That's greasy.
That is so greasy for the first week of April.
What do they, I guess they close the roof, but what do they do at outdoor ballparks if there's snow when the baseball starts?
Yeah, there's been a couple of Blue Jay games where it snowed in the past.
Really?
Yeah, I think early, even the first, maybe in 77, I think. Might have been some snow.
You know how...
I do think I remember seeing John Mayberry running around in the snow.
Be hard to see a white ball in the snow, I'll tell you that for free.
I tell you, yeah, I don't think it was that bad. Not like some of those CFL games.
Oh, man, those are the best. Bernie Ruoff slipping and sliding around trying to kick the ball. Paul Osbaldiston falling in the snow. Tags Andrew Stokely, friend of the show and former Bot of the Week and former Jonovision sound guru.
Yeah.
Was working the Expos game at the Big O this week, and he actually managed to capture some audio of the announcer intros, and we weren't far off. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Okay,
yes,
check this out. Andrew was kind enough to send this to me. Take a listen.
Lady about John Gibbons, and now for the Toronto Blue Jays, managed by John Gibbons. Batting first, center fielder number 11, frappant premier, le voltigeur de sang, le numéro 11, Kevin Pillar.
It's exactly the same.
He even says ism. John Gibbons. Listen to the Gibbons.
What's up with that?
He says at the end of John Gibbons. Listen closely. I'm going to play it again.
Lady about John Gibbons, and now for the Toronto Blue Jays, managed by John Gibbons.
He does.
It's like
totally.
There's an ES at the end of it. John Gibbons. I want to meet that dude. Right? At the very least, I want to see a picture of him.
That sounds exactly the same as yours.
Voltigeur de center field. Kevin Pillars.
You got to sit in.
I think he did Pillar and Josh Donaldson. Let's listen to the rest of it.
Batting first, center fielder number 11, frappant premier, le voltigeur de sang de numéro 11, Kevin Pillar.
Kevin Pillar.
Second, designated hitter number 55, frappant deuxième, le frappeur désigné, le numéro 55, Russell Martin.
Russell Martin, because it's French.
Yeah! Le troisième but, le numéro 20, Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson. It's great.
Wow.
And I love the chatter, like the background chatter, because this was obviously the feed from the broadcast.
Yeah.
So you hear something like, camera two, are you ready to go? Yeah, I'm all set. On top of the numéro 20, number 20, Josh Donaldson's. Josh Donaldson. And Russell Martin gets a big round of applause because it's in Montreal, and that's where he's from.
What we got to do is we both do it. I can be the English and you can be the French.
Oh, that's great. Why don't you just say something and I'll translate it? Just leave a hole for me.
I'll be Buck Martinez style.
And I'll be Buck Martinez. Imagine there was a new bilingual baseball initiative on Radio-Canada and CBC to save money. So there's only two presenters, and one's French and one's English.
So Buck says what happens, and Buck brings up the next batter. So be like, it's a ball in the dirt. I'm going to get myself maybe some pizza tonight downtown. Is there a good spot to do that, eh, Buck?
Moi aussi, j'aime la pizza. Ben, il y a une pizza sur Crescent Street, là.
Oh, a little outside there.
Ah, c'est dehors, cette balle. Là. Balle numéro 2. <deux. laughs> Bon, Russell Martin est sur la deuxième base.
It's a beautiful day in the park today.
Oui, c'est assez beau dehors. J'aime bien ça, jouer au baseball quand le soleil est dans le ciel.
He's just doing both right beside him.
Oh, that's funny. The French feed bleeds into the English one?
No, I was thinking originally, like, they're back and forth because that's all they have. Because it's like the Expos versus the Jays. They have one English and one French in the same broadcast.
Let's try your Buck Martinez in the booth, and I'm the French guy in the same booth, and there was a mix-up, and we're both in the same booth calling on different channels.
Okay. Tola is in today.
Bon, Russell Martin accepte ce soir une vienne de Montréal, alors c'est un bon homecoming pour lui.
He's got to catch those knuckleballs.
Tout le monde aime Russell Martin, and il y a beaucoup de Russell Martin jerseys ici.
Some days it's hard to say what he's playing this
regarde role. Regarde le jeune Joe là, il mange un hot dog ce soir. Bon, pardonnez-moi une seconde, là. Buck, s'il vous plaît, t'es trop... too loud.
Oh, Buck Martinez always likes to talk about the city and where he was and what he's doing.
Yeah.
Got a burrito. Fat boy's burrito. Not bad.
Not too bad. Sitting pretty. Sitting pretty
down there. No stomach ache. No stomach ache, eh, Pat?
Bon, c'est bon d'avoir le Blues Jay baseball, et c'est... I wonder who would have called the game for French TV. Maybe they don't have any French baseball folks anymore since the Expos pulled out.
I would love to
think
they are. I don't know.
Montreal's Expo.
Let's play this little baseball game.
Okay.
We could baseball, and let's include the Masters in my quiz for you.
Hey, you ready? I have a name for it.
Okay, go.
Take me out to the ball name.
Take me out to the ball name?
Yeah, because you're gonna give a name and I have to guess if it's a real player or not.
Yes, but it's golf too.
Okay.
So it's ball name still works.
Okay.
Either or. I'll do the baseball first.
Okay.
Okay.
So on any team in particular or just period? Is this a real name of a real baseball player?
Is this it's Expos and Jays edition.
Oh good, okay.
Yeah. Keeping it Canadian for opening week here. All right. Number 28 for the Expos, Bryn Smith. Real or fake?
Real.
Real. Yeah. A little. We call that an ephus.
Is that Bryn?
Yeah, Bryn.
Bryn Smith? That's real. Yeah, okay, good.
Efes, just a nice soft one over the plate for you.
Yeah.
To start things.
Crushed it, just to get my confidence high.
Now it's getting trickier.
Okay.
The Jays, number 9, Barry Bonnell. Real or fake?
I mean, it sounds like Barry Bonds. And it sounds like bail bonds. But I think that's fake. I think that's fake's ball.
You're calling that fake's ball?
Yeah.
That's real.
Strike one.
An outfielder and a third baseman, Barry Bonnell.
Dang. Currently?
No, this is back in the day. These are all back in the day.
Okay.
Say 80s. Okay.
Okay, if the count is 1-1.
1-1.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? You ready?
Yeah.
Expo NJ, possibly. Number 23, Mitch Webster.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real.
Got one through the infield.
Yeah. 2-1.
Okay. Number 27, Mickey Klutz. Real or fake?
My instinct was fake, but I think it's just because Klutz is such a cartoonish name. Can I ask for a spelling of Klutz, please?
K-L-U-T-T-S.
Why did you say that like a question?
To make it more difficult?
Fake.
Oh, I swayed you. It's real.
Ah,
yes,
the
utility infielder, cup of coffee guy.
Wow. Mickey Klutz. What a terrible name to grow up with as an athlete. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay. I'm Trent Choke.
Okay, for the Jays, number 11, Larry Beltmore. Beltmore, real or fake?
It's fake.
You got it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Beltmore is great.
Larry Beltmore.
Like to tie in the big boiler.
Yeah, for sure. For the Expos, number 11, Angel Salazar.
Could be pronounced Angel.
Angel Salazar.
I still want it to be real, but I feel like it's fake.
What are you saying?
Fake.
It's real.
Really?
Shortstop. Classic shortstop, yeah.
What a Jerry great Carter days. Baseball name.
Oh, it is a classic.
Now, from now on, when asked, who's your favorite all-time baseball player? It's Angel Salazar.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, how about this one? This was a number 31, Jim Acker. Blue Jay. Is that real or fake?
It's so B-flat, it must be real.
It is real.
Whew.
I think you cut him in half there.
Jim Acker, Angel Salazar, Larry Beltmore.
Yeah, Larry Beltmore.
Larry Mitch Beltmore Webster. Might be the new Alan Doyle. Like, you could slide... Did you guys see Larry Beltmore play last night? Or you heard the news about Larry Beltmore? That's a bluff name. Because it sounds real.
Have you seen Alan Doyle around lately?
No, have you?
I saw him at the Junos there.
Was he... He was presenting, wasn't he?
I think he was, yeah, of course.
With also, Melanie Jolie.
Did you see Burton?
No, I haven't. And I have a tape to watch on the treadmill.
He thanks everybody, including his like band and crew and everyone. He just keeps on.
Does he? Up.
Oh, he's dying. Yeah, he loves it.
I saw my mom left 2 years ago, and this is for her because I think she's watching.
Yeah, one of those for sure. He says that.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
and then he killed it, but he played that classic with the. There was a solo jam that My Own Way to Rock.
And he crushed it?
He sure he did, yeah, with his band. That's with the great Jeff Beccaro on the drums. That's a great classic
Burton
solo.
Jan Arden said something about rehearsing for the Burton tribute. Who else played in the Burton tribute and how was it?
It was all right. Burton was fine.
But who played, like, was there a big medley of, like...
Well, Jan Arden and a guy playing the piano did the first one.
Was it These Eyes?
No, that's Guess Who Jam. They're doing just Burton solo jams.
Right.
And someone did Stand Tall. I didn't recognize them either. That was the thing with this year's Junos. I'm like, who the...
Please welcome that guy and that girl. Please welcome Jackson Davies and Cynthia Dale.
Yeah, pretty much. I wish I would have recognized Jackson Davies.
Please welcome Art Hindle and Sandy Rinaldo.
So you did pretty good at the baseball quiz.
I split her in half, bud. I'll take that. I'll Something take that like record that. Any day.
There might have been seven questions, so we'll figure it out.
Four and three. Hey, how were Jan and that guy from The Amazing Race as co-hosts?
I only saw a little bit of the hosting. I'm sure it was fine.
Good natured backslapping. Guy's
name is John Montgomery.
Yeah. John Michael Montgomery.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I didn't really see the big laughs or anything.
Did you see their opening monologue?
No, I just saw the Burton acceptance, which was right at the end.
Right.
Hey, we're going to play the Masters game. You want to guess some golfers?
Oh, yeah, sure. So okay. These are Canadian golfers?
Yes.
And it's real or fake?
Real or fake, same deal.
Okay. Golf or gaff?
Yes.
Okay.
Canadian gaffs. Remember that SCTV? Canadian gaffs and practical jokes?
I saw...
Remember that? It would be like Martin Short hiding... Like by the parliament in a garbage can. He'd be like, "Hello, I'm in the garbage can. I'm talking to you. Hello." And people are just walking by. He's like, "Isn't this funny?
Worst show ever.
I'm in a garbage can. You don't even know where the voice is coming from."
There was a piece of tape circulating yesterday about a Canadian cop who was up on top of a bridge, and there was a road rage incident where two guys were going to blows.
Yeah.
And the cop was being interviewed for something, and he just yelled down, "Hey, you two, get back in your cars, grow up, eh?"
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Way to drop the hammer. Okay, golfer number one.
Golfer gaff. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Mo Norman.
Oh, golf, it should be par or bogey.
Okay.
Bogey's par fake.
Or bogey.
Mo Bogey's Norman.
Fake. Mo Norman.
Real. Fake? Real.
Real, yes.
Mo Norman.
Legendary.
I've heard that name, yeah. Is he from New Brunswick?
I think he was from, like, Kitchener or something.
Okay. Close.
Anyways, he was, like, a savant when it came to golf and life. He was one of those guys who was...
I'm going to the Google. I feel like he's from New Brunswick.
Might be. I don't think so, though.
Okay.
Thought he was a big Southern Ontario Kitchener guy.
Oh, really?
You can check, though. It'll be great to do some in-depth. We used to watch him hit balls at the Nash.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I put Mo Norman New, it says New Book or New Orleans.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
1956, okay. Mo Norman. Stand by.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on. I'll look up this Mo Norman thing.
He's nuts. Yeah, he was amazing. He could, like... He would do something where he'd hit a pitching wedge off the tee and then driver on the green, like backwards, just for kicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was that guy.
He was. Okay, George Knudsen. Par or bogey in the Canadian golf game?
He's real. Knudson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's real.
You know your guys.
I know that guy.
Speaking of the National, that's a Canadian legend who kind of founded the place and made it famous. Okay. Gary Gudotomy.
Sorry, Gary what now?
Gudotomy.
That is fake.
Come on, really? That is fake.
Gudotomy.
Gudotomy has got a 175-yard shot. He's going to pick a 5-iron.
Gudotomy, man.
Gudotomy approaches the... ball and sets and oh my god, Gugatomy hit it to a foot.
Gary Gugatomy.
Gugatomy. Who's going to win this one, kids? Gugatami!
It's got to be Gugatami. That's what a guy in the gallery has.
Is a t-shirt? Gugatami or fuck off.
T-shirts say, Gugatami kidding.
Gugatami, another birdie. Gugatami winning the tournament every week. Okay. Pat Fletcher, Canadian golfer, or is that a bogey? Pat Fletcher.
I feel like it's not a real one. The name is plausible, unlike Gugatami. But I feel like it's fake.
It's not. It's a real one. Actually, the last Canadian to win the Canadian Open.
When did Pat Fletcher win? 54?
54, yeah. Wow. That's the last time. Okay, Dan Hollardson. Or sorry, Dan Halderson. How does that... Dan Halderson. Real or bogey?
I'm just trying to sift through the rubble of your mispronunciation to see if that was a clue. Say it again.
Dan Halderson. I'm not doing it any favors either, or when I'm trying to do it right, you think I'm messing with you?
I think, well, that's got to be fake.
That's real. Legendary golfer.
Then why did you call him Bob the first time?
I don't know.
Because I just did.
Throw you, maybe. How about this one?
Dang.
George Lyon.
That's real.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, the last, when the Olympics were last, had golf in it, he took the gold medal.
When was that?
1904 in St. Louis.
Why did they get rid of the golf of the at the Olympics?
I don't know, but it was only in it like twice.
Boy, is the Olympic site not ready. Have you seen any video?
I've seen some, yeah.
It's bad news bears.
It's hard to tell, right?
Oh. That's good. Peanut brutal.
Yeah. It's a tough town to have it organized.
Have you been there?
I've never been to Rio, no. You?
No,
I'd
but
like
I
to go.
I remember a movie called Blame It on Rio, because I remember it had lipstick on the VHS box cover.
That's right, with the pink flamingo, right?
Yeah, what was that movie about?
I think it was some summer shenanigans flick.
I'm all in.
Was that like a Cusack?
I don't know. Stand by.
Or am I thinking of another one of those?
But Rio was the town, not the name of the character. It was from 1984. Michael Caine, Michelle Johnson, and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Blame It on Rio.
Blame It on Rio. Steamy, romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody gets naked?
Sure. Well, I remember there was a posterior on the box cover.
Let's take a break. You did well at that game, too.
Fun game.
Yeah.
It's like it's games week, because also today on the pod, we're going to play some more Gord Sings the 90s.
Well, that should come up right next.
Then. Should it?
Yeah.
We'll take a break on Route 66 and be right back with more TNT. Don't go anywhere, for frick's sakes.
Cocktail, please.
Part two, we're back. How are you, Jonathan?
Fantastic. Route 66, just a smooth drive. So we're going to play Gord Sings the 90s.
Beautiful.
I went outside of Canada for these. And your task is to name the band, not the song. Name the band.
Okay. I can do this, I think.
Are you ready for the first one?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I love it.
Counting yourself in. There's nobody else.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
That's a Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sugar Ray every morning.
That's great. I guess I always. It's all he like. Look, when he sings it like that, it's like he makes it all dramatic.
I know, for no reason. Okay. I'm not going to do the recognizable riff because you'll know what it is right away. Ready?
I love it.
All I can say is that my life has pretty plain. You don't like watching the puddles gather rain. And all I can do is just pour some tape or two and speak my point of view, but it's not sane.
I want to hear him do this. It's not safe.
You gotta do that, Mark.
All I can do is just pour some tea or two and spank my point of view, but it's not safe.
Sometimes he hits the S's really hard, but it's not
you
safe.
Can't do it.
Who's the band?
I wanna. You gotta make it to this.
What?
You gotta do this, not safe.
All I can do is just pour some tape or two and stick my point of view, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
Like the big quiet one is almost like scared.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
And I see your true color shining. And I see your true colors. And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful, like a rainbow.
This is like, well, first of all, it's Blind Melon was the last one. That's True Colors, but that came out in like 1985.
Oh yeah, but there was a cover of it.
Oh, was
there was a cover. It's a good point. That was an 80s
but
jam.
But it would be funny, Bernie saying, come on, Gord, you can't put that on the album. That's not
Phil Collins did a cover of it. I feel like that was in the 90s.
Oh, that's right. It's awful.
Oh.
It's really bad.
So, Cyndi Lauper was the original. Phil Collins was the cover.
Oh, that's classic.
Ready?
Yeah.
Would you know my name? If I saw you in heaven, would you be the same? If I saw you in heaven.
That's classic Clapton right
Clappy?
There. I could see him wanting to do that too, because it's really touched him.
You said they wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to let it linger? You know it's a chance to pull up to you. Wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger?
Cranberries.
That's actually a
he's,
good
you
jam.
You gotta get him to do the try and do the falsetto hoots. The ha! The bridge.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
I don't even remember who that was.
Suzanne Vega.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
You're crushing it, man.
Oh, that's so funny.
I feel very good about this one. Oh. I think I might throw you off the scent. Because I'm going to add a melody that maybe isn't there. Ready?
Sure.
Poison deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid little better than low, scheming on house money and the whole show. The No pro ho, she'll be cut like an afro. See what you're saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. See, me and the whole crew used to do her.
He totally changed it all around. I just barely recognize the lyrics.
That girl is poison. That girl is poison.
Was that Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah.
I was at the bar, shake, break, taking them all that night. I played the wall, checking out the fellas, the highs and lows, keeping one eye open, still clocking hoes. There was one particular girl that stood out from the rest. Poison as can be, the high power chest.
Oh man, that's great.
Poison, making, moving it slow. That was a good jam.
Poison. Poison. Oh, those are great. No way.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. There's nothing I want to do, not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel.
Extreme.
Nuno Betancourt hair. Words. That has a...
Yeah, I know, knocking.
Knocking on heaven's
door.
You don't
come knocking. Huh?
There's Gord Does the 90s part two, bud. Gord Does the 90s, the Redux.
Redux.
I wonder if Gord was at the Junos this year.
I didn't want to, I guess, blow up Burton's party. I don't know.
So you think they aren't buds, right?
No, I don't know. They might be. I'm just saying he probably just... felt if he was there, and then he'd be like, what am I doing here?
Right. Yeah, he might not be the kind of guy who likes to enjoy someone else's party.
Well, I don't even know if it's that. It maybe feels he'd like stealing in their limelight or something.
In his velvet jacket with a throat spray.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's Wednesday. Oh. Tonight is the Farewell to Rexall Place game in Edmonton, because the new barn's going to be ready in the fall.
Nice.
I was
had some good memories in there.
Well, not me. I only ever went to one game, but I was trading messages with my friend Chris, who works for the organization, and he said the new barn is indeed going to be ready in time, and it's spectacular.
Yeah, I've had some great nights in the Rexall.
Well, you've probably played there. How many times have you played there?
Yeah. Well, it was the first time with Van Halen in '95, and then again with Alanis on the Jagged Little Pill tour, and then like a few times with OLP. So yeah, a bunch. I've done the tour many times. The old Oilers tour, the hole in the door where everyone was punching back in the day. And
wait, say that again. So, what is that?
There was like the two steel doors on the way out of the locker room. There was like a big punch mark in the door. I don't know if it was Messier or who started it, but they would all hit the door on the way out, and there's just this big indentation.
Wow. That's
yeah,
history.
Cool. That was what I found to be the most. That and Gretzky's stall.
Why, is that intact?
No, you just... it's everyone knows where it is. That kind of thing.
Like, what do you do with a building that size after... I guess, but I don't think that's the plan, or I should say I haven't heard that's the plan.
Well, it's not like a beautiful building like Maple Leaf Gardens, where, you know, looks awesome, has a Loblaws now or whatever it is, a superstore. They really, it looks decent on the outside,
right?
But that place is just an eyesore anyway, right?
Yeah, I know, but it must be expensive enough to just keep the lights on in that place.
Yeah.
But it costs a lot of money to tear it down, too.
What the hell are they going to do with it?
I don't know.
Have a other, like, just put it into more, maybe the junior hockey?
Or... Well, I wonder, like, maybe beer league guys can rent it or something.
Beer leagues?
That'd be pretty fun to live out the dream, playing a Rexall.
Yeah.
Let's take a break on TNT 66, and we'll be right back with more.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Hello, hello.
Oh, happy yes. birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeremy Taggart. Happy birthday to you.
It's today, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
It's You're nice. Welcome.
What?
Imagine. It's Thursday now. We had to go get the kids, and then the wheels came off the bus.
Yeah.
But how fortuitous, because we get to celebrate at least part of your birthday together, bud.
Yeah, it's awesome. Imagine if Gore did that in, like, the office, singing his that, oh. and then, like, like, what do you want to do today?
Oh, Bernie what dreads knows? His birthday because he knows Gord's going to show up and want to sing.
Yeah, and he just wants hey, to Bernie, hang out. Hey, Bernie,
it's somebody's birthday. It's somebody's birthday. It's today's your birthday. Let's hang out all day.
Yeah, he's got, like, baked. Got him a cake and some snacks.
Hey, Bernie, I made you a pan of squares. I made your favorite squares.
He makes Nanaimo bars. It's like the best Nanaimo bars in Aurelia.
And Bernie's like, oh, all right, give me one. Because he secretly like, loves them?
He's like, why is there, like, two decks of them?
They're... The Nanaimo bar squares are so good, they're worth spending the day with Gore just to get a couple. Bernie's like, all right, let's...
He's even written a song about the Nanaimo bar.
Let's go grab some squares.
Yeah. And we're gonna eat them all.
I grease the pan, it's 9 inches from stem to stern. I get the ingredients all ready. I make a pan of squares and then I bring them in. Because it's my buddy Bernie's birthday.
I have coconut and sugar. Going through the ingredients.
Oh,
third of a cup of coconut and melt the butter.
I love that we've made him out to be a problem. Like, Bernie can't shake him. Truthfully, Gord Lightfoot is probably one of the great pleasures of Bernie's life.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's
bought
more...
He's bought... I bought you a house, I bought you a car, I got you meals, I took you trips. Yeah, he
talks about how much money his hits have made if he ever says, like, he can't hang with him and...
Anytime Bernie's like, I don't know, Gord, I'm kind of busy. I bought you trips, I took you on things, I got you a thing, we got you a step.
You're a pretty little wifey, eh?
Yeah, new little wifey. You know, Bernie, I introduced you to your new little wifey. I got you some throat spray. Gord counts himself in.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday to you.
Maybe there's a burn day party every year.
Happy birthday to you.
He's got the little vest on. Leather vest.
Aww. Who's Ryan. Wearing the leather vest, Burn or Gord?
Gord.
Gord's wearing a leather vest under what? A velour waiter's jacket.
And he's got like one of those like... The those country belts with all the big shiny buckles all the way around the circles.
And just so everybody remembers what the pecking order is, Gord says, "This is the one day a year you get to tell me what to do." Makes a big deal of it.
Yeah, for sure. Just freaking it.
What are you doing for your birthday, bud?
Oh, that's great. He also starts talking about how much more his singles have grossed than Bruce Colburn's if he starts giving them.
Aww.
What'd Bruce get you for your birthday? I got you an alpaca.
He's like, you want to talk about wondering where the lions are, or do you want to talk about sundown?
We were talking about the Junos yesterday. One of that year that Lightfoot and Suzuki inducted Coburn,
yeah.
Sarah Harmer did a version of Wondering Where the Lions Are by herself with a guitar in Cops Coliseum, and it was great.
Nice.
She can sing, dude.
Sure, absolutely.
And I feel like she was a foremother to a lot of the singer-songwriter kind of female vocal styles of today.
Yeah, no, definitely. And she's also really understands local community stuff. I mean, she's been helping fight the development at the Niagara Escarpment for a long time, like where she grew up. She's pretty, she knows what she's doing, that's for sure.
She's getting her Scarborough Bluffs on.
Yeah. So, no, you asked what I'm doing. Not, nothing fancy, just hanging out, having a little party with the kids later on.
Were they jumping on your chest this morning, going, it's your birthday?
Not really. They just threw out like a happy birthday, Dad.
Nice. Plain and cool.
We'll party later.
You know, kids find it hard when it's other people's birthdays. It's really hard to understand when you go to somebody else's house and they get all this stuff and you don't.
Well, when they're really young.
Yeah.
Then they start to just understand it's good times, period. And it's just
and
a reason to get
they get
right
a little
into
loot bag to go.
Oh, yeah. Remember the loot bag? I don't remember the loot bag when I was a kid.
I feel like I might have gotten a loot bag, but I went... one of my best friends every year had his party at McDonald's, and every year you could get a hamburger and a small fries. And I just really liked cheeseburgers better. And every year I got into this kind of verbal shoving match with the guy's mother, going like, well, can I have a cheese? Like, I'm happy to pay for the cheese. The cheese is 10 cents. I brought a dime. Like, let me pay for my
no
own cheese.
Way.
Nothing doing. Because if
really?
I get you a cheeseburger, suddenly everyone else wants a new Chevy.
Was that like when they had like the train car for the kids to go in on the
yeah,
lawn?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Remember that?
That was big fun.
Oh, yeah. Getting in the car, sitting in those same seats that they have today. Have you noticed that? Like, even the baby seats they have at McDonald's are the same ones from, like,
exact
the 70s. Exactly, but they still have, like, the Hamburglar and all the old characters on them.
Exact same. Same actual chairs.
Yes, they're all rusty at the bottom, and they have, like, the plastic mold. Those things never die.
But this is what I wonder. How do kids know they love McDonald's? Like, our kids loved McDonald's before we'd ever even really taken them there.
Yeah,
it's like
know.
It's just ingrained in their DNA.
Well, because it's those sugary burgers and the fries are so salty that, like, you don't have to have them much to know that it's a, you know, your tongue is destroyed with the taste buddage.
An orange drink.
I don't do the orange drink for the kids. But
I told you about when I was working in the drive-thru. And I poked a happy face in the quarter pounder with cheese, right?
Whoa, you did that? Oh, yeah. What happened?
I was working in the drive-thru on Quimble Road McDonald's in Halifax, and I was getting a little too big for my britches, and I was also testing the boundaries of what was funny and what was appropriate. So I started poking happy faces in the quarter pounder with cheeses as they went out through the drive-thru, because I liked the idea of someone opening it and it smiling up at them. I thought that was kind of funny.
You mean like holes in the meat? Or holes?
No, in the bun. Like in the bun. Once it was ready, finger pokes and like a smiley poke.
That sucks. I'd be pissed.
Well, so was.
Fingers in my food?
Yeah, I guess. But it was a different time. You
How
would
did people
be pissed.
Like it?
So was the portly Boy Scout leader who came storming in a short tie and tiny hat with the quarter pounder with cheese open, red-faced and sweaty, pointing to it going, do you find this funny?
Yeah.
And that, it. I did. Yeah, I really did.
That was the end of it. No, you almost got fired for that.
That was the end of it. Yeah, there were a few incidents at McDonald's that resulted in the end of my time there.
So you just go to the next McDonald's two blocks over.
Well, no, I'd started working on Street Sense already. But the good thing about McDonald's at the time was if you worked there and you worked a 3-hour shift, you get a free meal.
Yeah.
So I'd book it down there from 11 to 2 on school days sometimes.
You're like
crush some lunch.
That was a staple in your diet.
Sure it was.
back in the good old days when it was just those dots of onions.
Yeah, right. What are they now? Slivers?
I'm not sure, but it was just dots. Little dots.
Just onion dots. I could make a pretty serious Egg McMuffin.
Oh, yeah?
I like the morning shift the best. I worked overnight a lot, like the 11 to 7. And there's something secretly thrilling about being in McDonald's at 4 in the morning when it's closed.
Sure. You just make some snacks or what?
Sure.
Fire up a McFlurry?
No, you're not really supposed to. But at the end of the night, sometimes, if there were sandwiches left in the bin, you're allowed to pound those.
That's crazy.
Allowed in italics.
What about... Yeah, you couldn't. They always have. You ever notice is the ice creams always shuts down pretty late.
Yeah, early it does.
In the evening.
I know you were in a rock band at 17, but did you have any jobs, like jobs before that?
Yeah, I worked at Reggie's sandwich shop in Barry.
What did you do?
Washing dishes.
Yeah.
And there was this woman that was just super grouchy that I worked with. Like really jaded and bitter about the job. So I just sat there and listened to her like cuss out the boss whenever he left.
Did you get let go or did you quit?
Well, she would make me do everything too. Get those dishes over there. So I didn't like it that much. And then I spent like a weekend in the city. And, I think I missed a day or something, and they fired me right away, like, for missing a day.
You can't mess around at Reggie's.
Not at the beginning. It was, like, 2 weeks in.
Is Reggie still there?
I think so, yeah. Used to be on downtown on Dunlop Street.
Is she still there, I wonder?
No, I doubt it. But I remember... It was fun but I wasn't there long. That was my only, like, I think, job.
It was?
Yeah, that was it. I helped my cousin sell shirts. My cousin Elliot sells shirts. Bootleg shirts at Young and Dundas.
Oh, like those Nicaraguan hoodies?
Yeah, those and the fake brands.
By the way, you saw that somebody's selling Hey Bod shirts.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And Bod not is us. It's spelled the same way.
Yeah.
But it's not us.
No.
That's flattering.
It's flattering.
I think sure. if I read it correctly, I think they're being sold for like $2.35.
Like $2?
Yeah.
Wow, that's how do they do that? How do they get the t-shirts so cheap?
I don't know.
$2.
Yeah. I've told you about the Halifax Lobster Feast.
Yeah.
It was a converted ferry boat to Dartmouth, and it was an all-you-can-eat lobster feast for $29.95. And I was a prep cook there, and that was really fun. I told you about the guy from Texas who ate 79 lobster. He was probably 400 pounds.
Do you think he had a jammer by now?
I would say.
Yeah.
But that was a really fun way to spend the summer. When I started at McDonald's, minimum wage was $2.05.
And that was it.
That's what you get. And I remember when it went up to $2.15 and people were stoked.
Yeah, I remember my brother made $3.75 or something in Cookstown. Yeah. Working at
that's
the wagon
like
wheel.
Four restaurant. Shifts pay to get a small Julius.
Oh, for sure. That's the thing. That was big dollars. If you're buying a Julius, you probably... Probably might have a car or something, too.
Imagine.
Those teeny boppers with the wheels crushing.
What was your first car?
Late. I didn't start driving until late because I was just on tour. So, I don't know. I think it was like a Honda or a CRV or something like that.
Sick.
What about you?
Had to be big enough to carry a drum kit in the back.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a 1986 kind of burnt orange Jeep Cherokee.
Nice.
And the paint job matched the rust. And in the Street Sense days, it was actually my, like, Jonathan, the character's vehicle on the show. And it was called the Rowdy Bushwhacker.
in the shaggin' wagon on the weekends. And
yeah, so it had
lunch breaks.
It had Rowdy Bushwhacker on the side in a like decal package.
No way.
Brutal.
Really?
Here's what we're gonna do, bud.
Okay, what?
Let's take a break on TNT 66, the birthday edition, and when we come back, we're gonna play Stephen Page Sings the 2000s. Awesome. That's a fun way to wrap her up, eh, bud?
I love it. That's
my birthday fantastic gift to you.
Yes.
Hang on, more TNT coming right up.
Fucking right, eh?
Hello?
Have we talked about the fact that Stephen Page said, let me know when you guys want to have me on the pod so I can do my J-Rock doing Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah.
We have to make that happen. That would be amazing.
No, for sure. Definitely. Maybe when you're in Toronto, we can track him down.
I think these are more... Yeah, people often ask why we don't do calling pranks or calling Ronnie and stuff.
Guests.
It was easier when we had Timbot in the room because he could make that happen with technology. And you and I haven't quite cracked that nut yet.
I think we addressed it. That's why we have no guests, is the technology part.
Right.
Because we're being dicks.
Right. But no, certainly not.
It certainly makes it a lot easier when you don't have to worry about it.
Certainly, you know what I mean? It does.
Remember the scramble though in the early days of like we gotta.
Who are we gonna get?
It's just too much.
But I don't regret any of it because
no,
like we had a good chat with Brent Butt. We had Jay and Dan on.
Yep.
Jerry D was on. We had a bunch of folks on.
Yeah, no, we had a good time.
We sure did.
Not the problem. It was just the burden of what's next.
Burden for certain.
Cummings.
Okay, we're going to play Stephen Page Sings the... I think these songs might be in the 2000s. So let's call it Page Sings the Pop Songs. Because I don't want to commit to 90s or 2000s. So your challenge, same with the Gord game, your challenge is to name the artist. Ready?
Name the artist.
Can you hear that?
Oh, absolutely.
Now Belgium's back in the atmosphere. Drops some Jupiter in my hand.
Train drops of Jupiter.
Looks like sunlight, it looks like rain. Remind me that it's time to change.
Okay, that's Train.
sounds like he's coming out with like a horn players or dancing.
So tell me.
Satin suit.
Okay, who's this?
Lame jacket.
Tears gone cold and white. Got enough and bullet ain't come my window. And I can't count it up. And even if I could, it would not be great. Got a picture of my wife and remind me that it's not so bad. Not so bad.
The Dido. Nice one.
Dido, correct.
I thought he was going to be like, hit it, Eminem.
Ready?
Yeah.
If you want to be with me, maybe there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta run me the right way.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
That's like, I just hear it. It's just, I see him doing it.
I know. It would, I mean, he should do these songs. He
on
should do
piano,
an evening with Stephen Page.
White leisure shirt and pants.
Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, while the sun changes. Say my name
Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Just killing it.
Here's my favorite one.
on a big Malibu like back patio with the light, the wind blowing,
but like crushing it.
Yeah, on a lounge, big white grand piano.
Stephen Page and the Lounge Lizards,
David Foster styles.
Oh man, like with a cello and a horn.
Yeah.
And
a horn for sure.
He's wearing a white suit with a bow tie untied. Yes. Like it's that.
Yeah, like beach pants.
He's wearing beach pants, but they're rolled up.
Those big fancy white, like the guy who has a house in Costa Rica pants.
Yeah, what's the linen? He's wearing white linen pants rolled up.
Wet, the bottoms are wet because he was prancing around in the water a bit before.
Oh yeah, so maybe he's at Scuba Gooding Jr.'s water shack in the Bahamas. Right across from Tony Danza's scuba outfit called Thanks, Angela. Okay, this is my favorite one. This is how he opens the second set. You ready?
Yeah.
Cause I'm blue, I'm blue, I'm blue.
Is that the whole song?
Oh man!
Is that the whole song?
Yeah, no, because there's that other part. My and his friends are blue.
I don't even remember that part. I just remember. And maybe he and the band get really, really fast, and the cello's going, and the horn section's doing stabs.
The verses are great, though. It's like, the cello goes into the 16th, and he's like, I'm a blue, I like my hair and my new blue.
How bizarre.
I like how he does the
how bizarre.
The trail off.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Goes without saying again. Great singer. Totally great singer. Unbelievable singer. Has a new record out. You should buy it. But man, it's fun to imagine Stephen Page doing the pop classics, that's for sure. Like
Third Eye Blind.
What was their song? Burina,
Burina. Don't Jump Off the Ledge one?
Well, how's that go?
Step off from that ledge, my friend.
Stacey's mom has got it going on. I'm hanging by a moment here with you.
Lifehouse.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
I'm standing here until you make me move.
Oh.
Few times I've been around that block and I'm not going to happen like that because I ain't no holler back girl.
What about that tonic that if you could only see that one?
Oh.
Oh, that would be the best.
Love's got me feeling so crazy right now. Your love's got me feeling so crazy right now.
Hey Gord, I got a lot of work to do. I got to work on this charity concert for Bruce.
I'm gonna tell you something though. Johnny Cash did it. Gord should totally do it.
Oops, I did it again. You played with my heart.
The amazing.
It's always the most poppy songs.
Yeah.
He's not down with that emo shit.
Like, he should do an NSYNC record.
Bye, 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 bye,
Bernie, bye, bye, bye.
That's how he feels he can appeal to kids again.
Oh.
Get that younger audience.
Bernie, bye, bye, bye.
He's dancing because he's a little... some Jack in them?
I get all those Lifehouse, Third Eye Blind. What is the...
That's their...
That's Third Eye Blind, right?
That's Third Eye Blind, yeah.
That's a really hooky song.
Yeah, they have a lot of those hooky jams.
I saw them perform at, like, maybe a Much Music, like, Sand Job or something.
Yeah.
And they're great.
Yeah, I did a lot of shows with those guys.
Good dudes.
They're all right, dudes.
Same okay. I'll read between those lines, bud. What's going on there?
Yeah, they're all right. It's just the singer's kind of... A little bit of a nozzle.
Lead singeritis?
A little bit. Doing curls before he goes on stage.
No.
Yeah.
To get the guns going?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, didn't look at all athletic, but just pumping up.
Which drummer in which band had the closest to lead singeritis of any drummer you ever crossed paths with?
You mean like the celebrity person?
Yeah.
Like they're really down with, I think they're...
Pretty cool.
Hot stuff. I don't know. I mean, drummers are generally okay.
Pretty cool, right?
I'm sure they're out there. Because whenever someone has that quality, it's pretty tough to deal with. But I don't know. Hard to say.
Well, that's good. That means there isn't anybody.
Yeah, and I just probably not, I don't feel like stirring it up either.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, so there's all kinds of guys you just don't want to say.
I want to throw anybody under the bus. Happy birthday to you. Especially on my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Nice chatting with you, bud.
Yes, man.
Have a great birthday.
Yeah, you're hitting, you're rolling into Halifax for the morning.
I'm rolling into the Halftown Nation with Mrs. T, yeah. It's like a daytime date. Indy's in school for longer now, and we get more time together. It's great.
What are you doing? Going for lunch or something?
Yeah, we're going for lunch. We'll do a couple of errands, you know. Pretty tidy Thursday afternoon.
Get some of that chowder at that, what was it? The
Two doors down is where you had the chowder.
Good eats.
This Tuesday, if you're in Halifax, the Miniature Ponies are playing at the Carlton as a benefit for the Carlton. It's $10 at the door. Come on down. We've been practicing... a few times in the last week or so, playing country classics.
Set list coming good?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
hoping that the banter will help fill in the gaps because, you know, we don't know a ton of songs.
Yeah.
Probably know 15 tunes.
That's pretty good,
though. That's pretty good. And some of them are medleys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away, suffice to say we're doing Ruby into a Canadian classic that we've talked about a lot on this show. So that'll be fun.
But I went to Ruby, like with the brushes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, our drummer's tight. Darcy Fraser, he's playing a rock combo called I See Rowboats out here. And they're all film dudes, too. So yeah. It's great. And hoping a lot of folks come out to support the Carlton on Tuesday. I went to Mingo's Music in Truro yesterday and bought a bunch of gear, man. I'm becoming a little gearhead.
You love it.
Well, I bought, they make an attachment to go on your mic stand that's a music, like a sheet music holder.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Now you can check your lyrics.
But now a lot of folks are getting, like, iPad lyric technology.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. You have to know 30 songs to get that.
They just have their phones in front of them.
Yeah.
With the text.
Oh, that's a way to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Crazy.
Just do it like that, man.
Hey, Tags.
Yeah.
Glad you were born, bud.
Thanks, bud. I'm going to have a great day.
I hope you do. Too. And can't wait to see you again. I'm going to give you a little birthday hug, bud. It'll be belated, but it'll be sincere.
Well, thanks, bud. I'll talk to you very soon, won't I?
And to all of you, thanks for listening. Happy Tag Day.